Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I taught what robs a Christian of peace and joy is his heart's reaction to gossip and accusation. What a way to start the week today. Now, you remember the words of Jesus in John chapter 17 and verse 17? He said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true." The Bible is absolute truth. So, obedience thereto is the key for our peace of heart. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through that truth. So if you'll just obey the word of God, you'll find that there is peace from God through obeying the word of God. Now, people will sometimes, you think, will rob you of your peace and joy through their accusations, through their gossip, or whatever else. Well, understand, the accusations that are false, their gossip, their half-truths, and all those things, they don't rob you of your peace and joy. Now, it robs them of peace and joy, but not you. You see, what robs you of your peace and joy is your heart's reaction. Your heart's reaction is what causes your loss of joy and peace. We're to speak the truth in love, but nevertheless, speak the truth. Now, I'm reminded of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. There we read this, "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even in Christ." Matter of fact, we have in our baptistry, it's painted up there on the mural, "Speaking the truth in love." And that comes from this passage right here in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 15. But if you look at chapter 4 of Ephesians, verses 11 through 15, it speaks of growth in Christ via the preaching and teaching of his word, so that we'll be in the likeness of his person and have the fullness of the knowledge and the faith of Jesus Christ. But after all that teaching, after all that preparation, verse 14 shows, as little children, we're not to be that way, carried about, caught up with every wind and wave of doctrine. In other words, caught up with the next big marketing scheme of churches and the latest style of worship. My friend, the Bible tells you how to worship God. It's in spirit and in truth. Therefore, don't let the marketers of religion in this world tell you you've got to forget the old paths and get with it today, and you've got to manifest the flesh in order to enjoy God and get others to enjoy God. No, what you win them with is what you win them to. So many have done that. Their churches rock and roll, they dance. And by the way, I've spoken to enough now of those that are TV people. That is the people behind the cameras. The film these church services for broadcast, where they have the religious dance. He says, because many of these camera people are not Christians. They're talking back and forth on their headphones. Check out the girl in the tights, the third from the right, in this dance. And check out this one. Watch her when she turns this way. And then they'll say things about them that are should not be said anywhere, let alone in the church. But if they're saying that on headphones to one another, what do you think an unsaved person that's sitting in that audience is thinking? I remember when I was a child and growing up in the 50s and 60s, it seemed like that the preachers not only preached against dancing, even the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, said more of the drug addicts and harlots got their start on the dance floor. And, of course, preacher used the various statistics they would give as a result. But I can remember back in that day, the only dancing that is acceptable is square dancing. I have no idea where they came up with that. But it was like, this is the religious dance. This is the dance that's all right. All other dances are sinful. Years later, some of them got some degrees behind their names, and they don't look at square dancing as good anymore. Now it's ballet. Boys jumping around in tights and girls dressing in tights and dancing around and just pretty well showing the entire forms of their body. And they say, but oh, they're giving religious expression. Yes, and Satan is enjoying and using every bit of it. Now, I know I'll get some emails on that. That's all right. But I'm going to stick with God on this, okay? I'm just going to stick with the Lord and tell you that not give in to the lust of the flesh, but rather walk in the Spirit. Even if your favorite Christian college told you that it was all right to do, or your favorite preacher told you it was all right to do, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Yes, do God's will, God's way. Now, again, we are to speak the truth in love. Now, isn't it interesting that so many over the last few years have placed an emphasis on reaching millennials? And it's as if church, preaching, standards, all else, even the Bible you use, must be based on what millennials want. Now, not too long ago, I was reading, and there's a group younger than the millennials called the Founders. And it means the millennials are now over the hill. So church can't be the way the millennials any longer. Now it's got to be the way the Founders. Now the Founders must dictate how we do church. And by the way, if you're not going to do God's will, God's way, if you're not going to do church the way God's word tells you to do church, if you're not going to trust God's word, which is truth, and rather do it some marketer's way, then, my friend, just understand you may be a millennial listening today, or you may be a contemporary worshiper listening today. You're going to have to change that. It's no longer cool. It's no longer good. You say, preacher, why'd you use the word cool? Because that's your language when you're talking about the flesh in worship. Now, when we do these things by the truth of God's word, we assure our hearts before Him. So, Ephesians 4:15, we speak the word of God, the truth, in love. Because we love. We want to warn people. We want to warn people about the wrath to come. We want to warn people to not be saved so as by fire, but to be able to hear a well done, good and faithful servant. Jesus warned in John chapters 15 and 16 the consequences in this life of following him. Let me share with you from John chapter 15, verses 18 through 20. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Now let me just insert something here. So often we think of the world just as unsaved people. It might be government, it might be the people way outside, you know, that have nothing to do with church or with God. Many times the world is right in the church. For example, I can preach against abortion, which is, in my opinion, cold-blooded murder. And people will get upset. I can preach against sodomite marriage, and people that are in church will get upset. I preached a sermon recently on that, and I had about 7 or 8 messages on emails just for that one thing about sodomites, and that God, I was preaching God would forgive them. They could repent. God could cleanse that sin from them. And there were people claiming to be Christians that wrote me that heard it on the internet. And I don't know if any of them were in church. They don't always use the same name. But whether they were or not, they were upset. Now, the Lord said, if the world hate you, you know that hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world, the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you? The servant is not greater than his Lord. Jesus goes on to say, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Why? Because you're living by his word. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Because they've also accepted his word, you see. Now, why does the world, like the contemporary church, the Osteens, the Rick Warrens, and that type of group? Because they use the arm of the flesh. Now, Jeremiah chapter 48 and verse 10, I tell you what, when it comes to using the arms of the flesh, if I was you, I would really think that. I would just rethink that because, oh my, what God says in Jeremiah 48 and verse 10, and by the way, somebody says, well, that's Old Testament, yeah? Well, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, with all thy mind, and all thy strength. That's also Old Testament. Are we to not love God because it's in the Old Testament?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant.